Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're in the heart of graduation season. Of course, a lot of colleges already had theirs, but high school graduation coming up soon. I feel like this is more appropriate music.
There it is.
And if you've ever been to a graduation ceremony, you are painfully aware of how long they can be.
Oh, yes.
And that is why today's Savage or Sensible is hamming it up, doing a stunt, choreographed dance.
When you walk
across the stage at graduation.
Basically doing anything but just walking across, yeah. Shaking the hand, uh-huh. And continuing on your way.
So is it Savage or Sensible to do that? You can jump in at 98pxy.com, could vote there, or you can text in the keyword vote, V-O-T-E, to 69822. Now, I looked into this because I was actually curious, like how, I know they're long and they feel like forever.
Yeah.
But how long is the average graduation ceremony? And it is actually an hour and a half. An hour.
Okay. Mine was definitely longer. I think mine was.
Is that because
like
you went
half.
To NYU?
Oh, did you know that? Did you know that I went to NYU?
What? No,
yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. No, I'm pretty sure mine was close to 3 hours. I remember my whole family talking about it afterward. Like, yeah,
that's brutal.
We were dying. Mm-hmm. We were all kind of dying.
Right. So
slow death.
So think about it. If you just go up there. You know, they say your name, you come up, you shake the hand, you get the diploma, you go back, you sit down. That speeds up the process.
Mm-hmm.
If there's people in the middle of it that are doing dances and hamming it up and high-fiving through the crowd,
yeah.
And slowing down the process, it can really slow things down even more.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Most people aren't going to do this. Most people don't do this. And
right
and
now,
it's also... I think kind of some much needed entertainment because let's face it, graduation ceremonies are
the most boring thing on the planet.
Paint dry. So boring.
Well,
so,
yeah. You only care about the person you're there to
right,
see.
Right, exactly. So if like a couple people throughout the ceremony, you know, do something a little different, do something kind of funny, I think it actually breaks up the monotony. And by the way, like you worked hard if you're inclined to do that. Fine, do it. I think it's sensible. I personally was way too concerned about tripping and falling
right.
If I did anything. So
now, if only a few people do it, it's probably not a big deal, right?
Yes.
But you don't know. You don't know going in. And here's my worry. That sure, right now for graduation ceremonies, yeah, maybe it's only a handful of the kids that actually do it.
Yeah.
But look at society. Look at what it's like in 2019. All the majority of society wants to do is what? Go viral. I guarantee you there's going to be a drastic increase in people hamming it up and doing stunts and trying to do things to go viral. I guarantee you it is only going to get worse from here. And I'm saying this is savage. And if you're listening and you're in the power to say, all right, for our graduation ceremony, let's keep this thing moving.
Uh-huh.
You should make that a rule. Does it take a little bit of the fun away? Sure. But let's be honest, it's not fun to begin with and it sucks. So,
but this actually makes it more entertaining because then it's like a show.
But,
then it's like,
but it doesn't. Can you imagine if you have a class of 400 students? If you have a
it's
class
an extra 30 minutes.
If you have a class of 400 students and everyone has a 2-minute dance routine, you'll be there forever.
But again, it's going to be more entertaining if people are doing stuff like this.
We live in 2019. We have more entertainment at our fingertips than possible. Do you know what I don't want to do for my entertainment? Sit in a stuffy room with a ton of people that I don't care about and watch them try and dance.
But it's also like one afternoon or one evening of your life.
Duh.
That, you know, let's say worst case scenario, people doing something funny, it tacks on an extra hour, so it's 2.5 hours.
Oh,
that's
God,
two
too
and
long.
A half hours of your life. Who
that
cares?
You'll never get back.
Who cares?
That you'll never get back.
It's their graduation ceremony. This is once in a lifetime and they worked hard for it. And like,
go up there.
I say,
go up
do
there.
What you want to do.
Go up there, accept a diploma.
Oh,
let's keep
God.
It moving.
What kind of a, you are, what a communist you are.
I don't know actually where you're saying communist from.
Oh, well, you didn't go to NYU, so you don't know what communism is.
No, actually tell us. I'd love to know how this ties in.
What?
How am I communist?
Because you want everything to be the same, to be uniform. You don't want anyone to do anything individualized.
No, I want something incredibly boring to go as fast as possible.
Oh, my God.
That's what I want.
If you did something like this, or if you plan to at your graduation ceremony, we certainly want to hear from you. 222-9800.
This texter. Those ceremonies are so long. At my graduation, I got called up, walked up for my diploma, and walked off the stage right out the doors with my family cheering. Thank God my last name starts with a B. I wasn't going to sit there for another 2 hours.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Here's a good question now that you're a dad.
Yes.
What about your son's graduation? What if your son...
I'll be very proud to see him walk up there, accept his diploma, and walk it off the stage.
No. What if baby Mason someday is a real ham? He's a real entertainer. He gets into theater.
Save it for the after party, son.
No. And he goes up there. Are you gonna boo him off the stage?
Yeah, hurry up, kid.
Oh,
let's go.
God.
Let's get out of here.
What a monster.
Megan from Batavia on the line. Savage or sensible to ham it up, do a stunt when you walk across the stage at graduation?
I think it's sensible when it's one or two kids.
But here's the problem, Meg, we don't know. Going into that, you never know. It could be one or two kids, or it could be every kid.
True. I don't know. I guess I could make a rule. I mean, it doesn't mean that everyone's going to follow it.
What do you do? What do you make a raffle? Could you pull names out of a hat?
There already, I think, is a rule, which is you know what you're supposed to do, and anybody who doesn't do that is kind of going against the rules to begin with.
They should say this. If it takes you more than 30 seconds to go from your seat, accept your diploma, get back to your seat, it should be revoked. You should not be allowed to have your diploma.
Okay.
That'll keep things moving.
Good God.
People sprinting up there, diving to grab their diploma. All right, so you seem kind of on the fence right now, Megan. You got to pick a side.
I guess it's sensible. I mean, what is savage is the professors that take an hour long to do their speech.
That goes without question. Megan, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Meg.
Jade from Rochester on the phone. Savage or sensible to ham it up, do a stunt. Again, just extend the graduation ceremony by not just going up there, accepting your diploma, and moving on.
I think it's completely sensible because the graduation is really for them. It's not really for the people that are watching.
Then why are we forced to go?
Well, because you're supporting them for all
that's
the hard
right.
work.
Can we get a live stream, maybe a Facebook Live of the person you care about going?
Unbelievable.
Well, if that's the kind of support you want to give, I guess they're not going to be happy with you.
Exactly.
And after that point, too, they're really not going to have another opportunity. They're going to be thrown into real life, being in a real adult. And when are they going to have the opportunity again to really celebrate all of that?
To walk across the stage and accept something? Well, hopefully they'll get awards in their lifetime at some point.
I think it's all about dance party.
I would say most people don't get awards.
No, I should try harder.
Oh, my God. Have you gotten an award?
Yes, actually, I have.
Well, you work in radio.
Gotten several awards. Thank you very much. Jade, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
All right, so far we have our first invitation for Whitney to come to a graduation party. That's from Brittany from Gates, saying that, actually coming to her son's preschool graduation. Want to go to that? Well, we got the invite.
So preschool's not for me because...
Whoa, Petri dish.
Petri dish
oh,
of germs.
God, are you
no,
serious?
Preschool's...
Of course, I knew you would back out.
I have a very weak immune system. Preschool, a lot of germs.
Coward.
Too many germs.
Coward.
Yeah, I am when it comes to germs. I absolutely am.
Wait, because there's no germs at like high school or college graduations.
It's different.
Oh my God. Unbelievable.
But thank you for the invite, Brittany.
Let's see. Savage. When you do that, you can't hear the next person's name. That happened to me. This person had their moment stolen from the person that was hamming it up before them. That's true. Selfish.
It's all selfish. You're selfish.
No. Yeah. Not selfish at all,
You're
actually.
Very selfish. You're selfish.
Well, I mean, sometimes. But let's go to the poll, 98pxy.com. Right. Thank you to everyone who voted. Again, savage or sensible, hamming it up, doing a stunt when you walk across the stage at graduation. It's kind of close. 67% of the votes say it is...
Sensible. Oh, nice.
And remember, send those invites for Whitney to go to your graduation. 222-9800, clip PXY safe text line 67822. She's obligated. She has to go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.